There's something really special about Thanksgiving. Maybe it's the pop-up button turkey, the stuffing fresh from a crinkly bag, or the pumpkin pie filling straight from the can. Maybe it's the fun family time spent poring over big box store ads with sugar plum dreams about the next day's sales on plasmas. Or maybe it's those little brown turkeys drawn from the feather-fingered hand of a store clerk tasked with decorating. If those images don't put you in the holiday spirit, perhaps you're not the newfangled Thanksgiving type and long for a return to the olden days of Thanksgiving. If so, you'd better decide with precision just how olden the days should be, because the Thanksgiving holiday has meant different things at different times in U.S. history. It's true that I'm no Thanksgiving expert. I prefer steak to poultry in late November. But I've studied the earliest court decisions that mention such a holiday, and it's clear from those that uniformity in celebration has been far from uniform over the years. In the earliest mentions of Thanksgiving by courts, Thanksgiving is spelled with a lowercase t because it seems any day could be identified by a particular state's governor as one for Thanksgiving. On any Thanksgiving day, in Connecticut in 1825 at least, there could be no servile labor or recreation, which means that the Detroit Lions could indeed have played football that day because the players do no work and no one enjoys it. Back then, one of the lawyers in the case described a day of Thanksgiving as one in which the good people of the state would withdraw from worldly cares and labors and secure the observance of public worship. One of those early courts, for example, found a writ served on a public official on Thanksgiving void because no one was supposed to be working that day. As for the public worship part, a court in 1830 looked back a few years before to a time when those who failed to show up for public service on Thanksgiving days would be fined 5 shillings. The statute was later amended, the court noted with some satisfaction, to fine only those who didn't show up to public worship for a period of 3 months. But by 1860, a federal court in Massachusetts classified the fasting and prayer on any Thanksgiving day as entirely voluntary, explaining that Thanksgiving was but an excellent custom that bound no man's conscience or required him to abstain from labor. And within several years, several courts had found that while the government could prohibit work on Sundays, Thanksgiving Day was an entirely different matter, and that even courts could go about their business on that day. This is not to say that Thanksgiving wasn't celebrated in some form in late November by that time. In 1890, one court reminisced that Thanksgiving had been proclaimed a November holiday for as long as the present generation could remember. But it's had decidedly varied significance over the years. And that means that those olden days people could very well relate to our newest Thanksgiving trend, online shopping on Thanksgiving Day to beat the Black Friday rush. I'm Amy Guida.